As we're talking about royalty, time for a quick royal bonus round. Rob, Catherine, come join me in the middle to play What Colour Hat Is the Queen Wearing?
What colour hat is the Queen wearing?
Good luck.
OK, so the rules are simple. You've just got to tell me what colour hat is the Queen wearing. OK,
what
so
what colour hat is the Queen wearing?
OK. Can I get some dramatic lighting, please? Right, OK, let's play What Colour Hat Is the Queen Wearing? Rob, you're first. Take a look at this picture.
Yeah.
What colour hat is the Queen wearing? What are you going to go with?
I'll say black.
You think she's wearing a black hat?
Yeah, what kind of lunatic's going to add another colour palette to that purple monstrosity? It looks like a Quality Street that's escaped.
I can tell you, full Quality Street, whoa! She went purple. I think that was the week Prince died.
Actually, guys, I don't see colour. I don't even know if that's a man or a woman, that's a person to me.
OK, Catherine, this is you. What colour hat is the Queen wearing?
Oh, gosh! Oh! I really needed to get this right. So, I think she's wearing, like, maybe a green?
You think a green hat with that outfit? Let's have a look. Incorrect.
Well, why is it always the same?
Rob.
I'm getting a vibe now.
Let's get this. OK, you got it?
Yellow! Let's do this. It's yellow.
Never. You think yellow?
Yes!
Oh! Rob scores! Yes! Listen to the crowd!
Fool me once, don't fucking fool me again.
Okay, next one. What do you think, Catherine?
I think it's blue. I think it's blue.
You think it's blue? You think
yeah,
a blue
I think it's
hat?
Blue.
Let's have a look.
Ooh, yeah!
It's 1-0. 1-0.
I love it, Pete.
It's neck and neck, everyone. It is neck and neck.
This is a great game.
Okay, yeah. Next one. Okay, what colour hat is the Queen wearing?
She's drinking from white wine. Oh. So we know it's before noon.
Yeah. She might be a bit pissed up, might be a bandana or something. I think grey.
Ooh.
OK, let's have
a light grey.
No,
wrong. Oh. Yes!
That is grey. That is grey, I've got to give him that.
I'm actually getting emotional and I want to play this game at Christmas.
That's a stitch up, that.
Because.
Man. I'll give you the point. That
I
was
don't
great.
Care about the point. It's not right. Oh, what, oh we're not going to put a hat in because I'm fucking wacky.
You win! You win!
There we go.
Okay, what do you think?
Pink hat.
Pink?
Wait
pink.
A minute. Wait. Whoa. Like yellow or pink? Hang on.
She's going to look like a Battenberg.
No, she wouldn't. Wait a minute.
She is a Battenberg. Change the family name to Windsor when the war starts.
No, okay. Oh my gosh.
Quick as you can.
White.
You think a white hat? Incorrect. We're going quick fire now.
Okay, I'm going on my gut.
White, green, green, white.
Oh, green.
Let's have a look.
Bandana!
Oh, they're over.
Ow!
Okay, next one. What colour?
Red. Terry's chocolate orange has turned up.
Black.
You think black?
Orange.
Okay, let's go. Black or orange?
Shit! Yes!
So who said orange?
Me.
Oh, you said
me.
Who said orange?
I said orange.
Thank you.
I should fucking pay attention.
All right.
Okay, what colour hat is the Queen wearing?
That's terrible, isn't it?
Scarf.
You've gone scarf, very strong scarf.
I've got a Baker Boy cap.
Scarf.
Okay, you've gone Peaky Blinders, you think Paddington Bear. Okay. Let's see if she's got a scarf on. Yes! Yeah! All right, what colour?
That is,
blue.
Blue, black.
Well, I can tell you, but that's Camilla. I'd know those boobs anyway. Rob Beckett is the winner. Okay, back to the seats.
Lucky Colour Hat.
This show still go out.
No, 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 no. Can't look in yet. Oh my God, no, Sean. You don't want to ruin it.
Oh, sorry.
It's an incredible game. Okay, John and Sean, this is a bluffing game. John, in front of you, there is a red box. Sean, in front of you, there is a gold box. There's a carrot in one of these boxes. I know, it's exciting stuff. The aim of the game is to end up with the carrot. It's a game of bluff.
When do we do the conundrum?
Sean, stand still. Let's try and... John, you want a carrot. Sean, you want a carrot. But there is only one carrot. Let's play. Shh, shh. It's incredible. Shush! It's a brilliant game. Shush.
Stupid.
Stop ruining Christmas.
Henry, tell me.
Why are you ruining Christmas?
I'm not ruining Christmas.
Well, you
this
are.
This is ruining Christmas.
Look, Look at his little face. He's excited about playing. You've got to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, I can't wait to win this carrot.
OK, let's play Carrot in a Box. OK, Sean, you can look inside your box. John, you cannot look inside your box. OK, you want the carrot, Sean. No, don't put no hands in the box. You can look inside the box. Have you looked? Have you seen?
Yeah.
OK, you now have to convince John to swap his box if you think he has the carrot, or keep your box. It's a game of bluff. The winner is the one with the carrot.
Oh, I'll keep this.
Stupid game! What a carrot!
OK, you have a choice. Do you want to swap or not? I mean, he seems confident there's a carrot in there. He's seen the floor in this game.
Jimmy's ploughing on!
What do you mean, Jimmy's ploughing on? It's my job! Is Sean bluffing? Does he have a carrot in his box?
It's a real quandary for me, Jimmy, this.
Well, he can choose them, none of them.
Yeah, he's allowed to swap if he wants to swap.
But can't I just keep my box?
No, he can swap if he wants to swap.
Well, I can refuse to swap it.
No.
You can't make somebody swap something if they want to swap it.
Have you ever played Carrot in a Box before? Have you never seen the show?
I must have been on holiday that week it was allowed out.
Do you want to keep your box or swap your box?
I can keep this or I can have the box that's definitely got a carrot in it.
Yes.
I want Sean's box.
OK, we'll grab Sean's box. Sean, let go of the box. Right. It's the nature of the game. It's the nature of the game.
Can I just say at this point, if there's no carrot in that box, you are a genius.
Well, let's swap boxes. Swap boxes.
Am I allowed to have my box back? Is there another round where I get to have the box with the carrot in back?
I'm going to level with you, fellas. We've never played this game before. We do not know how it ends. OK, so, John, you're now allowed to look in your box.
Right.
And I believe you can reveal. Point it the other way. Does it contain a carrot or not?
No fucking
carrot. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Very good. Very good.
That was Carrot in a Box, everyone. I'm going to go and sit down now and think about what we've done. Now, before we carry on, it's time for a game of Carrot in a Box, Pets Edition. Rob, Aisling, come and join me in the middle. OK, the rules of Pet in a Box are simple. You each have a box in front of you. One of these boxes has a pet in it, the other doesn't. The aim of the game is to end up with a pet in your box. Rob, in a moment, I'll ask you to look in your box. You will need to bluff your way through the game to ensure that you end up with a pet in your box. It'll be up to you, Aisling, to decide whether you keep your box or swap boxes with Rob, but you can't look inside your box. Let's play Pet in a Box. This is high stakes. All right, Rob, you can now look in your box, but you cannot reveal what the animal is.
OK.
OK. Aisling, you can't look in his box.
I'm not trying to look in his box, I'm trying to look into his soul.
I ain't a fucking pet.
He says it ain't a fucking pet.
It's an horrible spider in them.
If it's a spider, then, Rob,
yeah.
Tell me this.
8 legs.
Describe the spider to us,
yes.
Rob.
Oh, it's a little black hairy fella, isn't it?
What type of spider is it?
Pretty big one.
See now, see, I don't think you'd have to look the next time round because you're like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's what is it? I don't think you'd have to keep on looking. You just remember once. You wouldn't have to keep looking in the box. Woody, Jimmy. Woody, Jimmy!
Could you stop calling me Woody? I've just worn a lot of makeup.
I think it looks like tarantula-y one.
What's it? How's it pronounced?
A trenchularly one. Well, how would you say something was trenchularly? It's a tarantula, but I don't know if it is a tarantula, so it's a bit tarantula. Like, if something was horsey... I'm not a horse, but I look a bit horsey. It's a spider that's trenchularly.
OK.
Do you think he's bluffing, Ashley?
I do think he's bluffing, James.
So you think you have the spider in your box?
I don't think it's a spider. I don't even think it's a goddamn spider, Jimmy. God, it's like Madame Tussauds. So you're handing the box if there's a spider in there.
You do not have to put your hand in the box.
Put your hand in the box, Rob.
I don't have to put my hand in the box.
Oh, really?
Daddy said so.
You've been...
Dad said that I don't have to put the hand in the box.
I'm not his real dad, but I don't know how to tell him. I fucked his mum.
Wow. I suppose you could say that to someone at work. Imagine that you worked at a post office.
But I can... there's a spider in it. I've told you from the start.
So, does he have an animal in there? Do you want to swap boxes or do you want to keep your box?
Can I have your box, please, Rob?
OK. Swap round? OK. All right. So, Aisling, you're allowed to look in your box, and if there's a pet in it, then you win.
OK.
You think there's an animal in there? Have a little look.
I do.
Lift that up. And have a look inside.
Yes! Yes! There's a spider in there!
The good news is you won a spider. So you get the point there, Aisling. Congratulations. That's the end of this part. See you after the break. Time for a special Easter bonus round now. Rob, Catherine, join me in the middle for egg roulette.
Egg roulette.
Okay. All right. Egg roulette. Okay. In front of you are seven eggs. Some are raw, some are hard boiled. The aim of the game is to crack as many raw eggs on your opponent's head as possible. Lighting change, please. Let's play egg roulette. OK, Catherine, you're up first. Please select your egg. Oh. Ideally, you want a raw egg here.
Wow.
OK, and now...
Just be gentle, don't...
All you've got to do is smash that on Rob's lovely little face. Oh. You really can't miss. It's massive.
Would you like it, Rob?
On the forehead, avoid the eyes and mouth, the teeth are the moneymaker.
Ready?
No.
Oh! Okay. You are one for one.
Wow. It's quite aggressive, please.
It was quite aggressive, yeah. Okay. Okay, there is, I should say, some are raw, some are hard boiled, there is one marble egg.
If I did this, I'd say, I am a feminist.
Okay.
But if you want me to throw an egg at a woman, I will have to put that aside.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose pure feminism, equal ops, isn't it?
Oh! Oh, no. Rob?
Sorry!
You've had worse things in your hair.
Where did you want it? Sorry.
Rob. No one's ever asked
okay.
me that before.
All right. So, it's Catherine, you'll go. Pick an egg. Is it hard-boiled?
Can't tell.
No, you can't. That's sort of the game we're playing. Okay. Okay, right, in the face on this one, in the face.
In the face,
okay.
In the face.
In the face, yeah. Lean over a bit. Oh, it's... That is hard-boiled.
Did that hurt?
No, it's quite actually quite pleasant.
It's one all so far. So, right in the face.
Okay.
Oh. Jimmy, you've soft boiled these.
Now, what does that count as?
Is that half a point?
We're going to have to go to VAR on that. Okay, all right. So it's 2-1 in Rob's favour at the moment. Okay. Okay. Catherine, you'll go.
Okay, ready, right. Spin.
Okay. Right, here we go.
Oh, hang on. Oh, that's got pubes.
Okay, right in the face.
Okay, ready.
Quite, quite aggressive, but fine.
Current score is 2-2. This is the decider.
No, okay.
Can't say. Okay. Right, ready, Catherine?
Yep, yep.
Rob is the winner of egg roulette. Congratulations, Rob. Catherine, what do you like the look of?
I like electricity.
OK, you've chosen the electricity, so we're going to play a game. Rob's team and Catherine, come and join me in the middle, and we're going to play Who Are You Shocking?
OK. Hello. Okay.
Come on, Rosie, stop fucking about.
Oh! Yeah, now, Rosie.
Catherine, Rob's team are hooked up to our electric shock machine, but it's rigged so only one of them will receive a shock every time you press that button. It's your job to work out who you are shocking. Rob, Joel, Rosie, it's your job to confuse Catherine, get her to choose the wrong person. OK, let's play Who Are You Shocking? Catherine, all you need to do is press this button to help you work out who's being shocked. You ready?
Yes.
OK, 3, 2, 1... Fucking hell! Fuck, mate! Sorry. OK, so, what's your first thoughts? Who are you shocking there?
Get out.
Two of them...
Get out.
I mean, Rosie, really, it could go either way.
Even I don't know.
OK, hang on, I'm going to count you in. OK. OK. 3, 2, 1, shock.
Fucking...
I'm starting to enjoy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll turn it
up. Don't turn it up. No.
Yeah, that's how that works. OK, we've increased the voltage.
Catherine, I'm disabled. Don't do it to me.
OK, you ready?
Yes.
OK, 3, 2, 1, shot.
All right.
Oh, that's a fucking mind game, isn't it?
What was that?
Just throw into mind games. Now Catherine don't know if I'm playing it up or that was it. Or I could have just piggybacked off the back of the shot.
I just thought at the end of that, it felt like that was your happy face.
Yeah. I'm only getting into it.
That's a face that only Mrs. Beckett gets to see.
Yeah, every 6 months. Oh, it's funny because it's true, young kids. OK, let's carry on.
You know what?
OK, last one.
I think you should turn it up.
And I'm just going to turn the dial because imagine if that was a real thing. OK, last time. 3, 2, 1, shock. The good news is Rob's come. OK, Catherine, simple question. Who are you shocking?
I don't think I'm shocking Rosie, because even you would not do that. I think Rosie's too sweet. I think both Rob and Joel are really good at this. I really can't tell. I feel like I'm shocking Joel, though.
Yeah. OK, so you're saying Joel. OK, let's find out, and let's find out in a fun way. What I'd like you to do is stop acting and then press the button again, and you will see who you've been shocking. OK. So you said Joel, so
I
3, 2, 1.
They're shocking you!
You've been shocking. One point to Rob's team.
You're a shocking girl.
Unbelievable.
I've been shocking a woman with seven balls.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
Awful.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yes. We're gonna do Joel. And when I had the chat, I said, please. Let it be me.
Rosie, I can't believe
that's
it.
Is that the
That's the shocking thing, is it? Oh, the power!
Jimmy, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Rosie, I also have a secret. I like you too.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?